Sheffield Farms. Hello.
Who?
I don't know. The man just says, guess who? Yes, it's the game, Guess Who, and your host is Sheffield Farms, who also bring you Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk and other fine dairy products. And now let's have a warm welcome for your Sheffield Quizmaster, the genial gent who pays you to guess who, Happy Felton.
Oh, well, isn't that nice? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Guess Who. Well, I saw my first football game of the season this afternoon. What a game. Everybody was waving their school colors. You went to Yale, you waved the blue pennant. You went to Harvard, you waved the crimson pennant. There I was, waving a toothbrush. I went to Colgate. When I got off the train, I noticed a couple with a blanket, and they looked a little bewildered. I said, I see you've got a blanket. Are you looking for the football field? The guy said, no, we just got married. We're looking for an apartment. Well, there was a pretty girl sitting right next to me, so I smiled at her. Her husband noticed, and he glared back at me. Now, that is what is known as an intercepted pass. I'm giving lessons in football tonight, and believe me, I should. The game started on the very first play. The quarterback snapped the ball to the fullback, who started to dash down the field. I got so excited, I stood up and shouted, hooray, look at our boy go. Look at him go. He's got a round end. The lady in back of me tapped me on the shoulder and said, look, fatty, I don't care about his figure. How far did he get? Well, here I am, back from the game, and we're going to play Guess Who. That's the game where our seven contestants, chosen from the theater audience, hear recordings of various voices and try to guess who they are. A winning guess pays off 10 silver Sheffield dollars, a miss only 2, and either way is signaled by the sound of the Sheffield dollars dropping into the big milk bottle. Also on the show is an alarm clock, set to ring when some lucky contestant is at the mic. When that happens, said contestant will receive, with the compliments of Sheffield Farms, a lovely 17-jewel Gruen Precision Curvex wristwatch. And to round things off tonight, all contestants get a chance to kick over the big milk pail at the end of the show. And it's filled so far with 25 silver dollars. Here's Joe Ripley with contestant number 1.
That's right, Hap. Aaron Kraft of the Bronx, New York.
How are you, Aaron?
Fine, Captain.
Aaron, what do you do for a living?
I'm a toll collector.
A toll collector where?
On the Henry Hudson Bridge in Manhattan.
Henry Hudson Bridge.
That's right. It's at the north tip of Manhattan. It connects to Manhattan with the Bronx.
Over. And you collect the dimes?
That's right.
I've seen you before. I'm
quite sure. You have.
How old are you, Aaron?
26.
You married?
Still happy. I'm single, of course.
A bachelor, huh?
Yes, sir.
A man who's been lucky in love. Guy who wouldn't take yes for an answer.
I would.
Oh, you would?
If she had enough money.
Oh, you thought about getting married then?
Absolutely.
Haven't you met a girl with enough money?
Not yet. Still looking.
You know, did you ever meet a girl that didn't have enough money and you wanted to get married?
Quite a few times. Too many of them.
Well, what'd you do about it?
Turned her down.
You turn her down? She does the, approached you on
it? It happened once.
It happened once?
Yes, sir.
Well, I want to give you a little advice, Aaron. So far, you've done all right. You've stayed out of the snares. But I want to tell you, marriage is a two-way proposition. Her way and her mother's way.
You can say that again.
Now, what was the closest you ever came to proposing? Not the girl, you.
I never got that close, huh?
You never got close enough?
No.
Aaron, I'll never forget the time I proposed to my wife. We were sitting on the couch, and I was about to ask her to marry me when a chill ran right down my spine. People upstairs' shower was leaking. Have you ever gone to a wedding, Aaron, or do you consider that unlucky?
No, I've gone to a few of them. I just went to one about 2 weeks ago.
You did?
Yes. It's a wonderful affair.
Who got married?
My sister-in-law's sister.
Your sister-in-law's sister?
Yeah.
Who did she marry? Your brother-in-law's brother?
No. No. She married a fellow by the name of Herbert Yaski. They're on their honeymoon now. I expect they'll be back next week.
Where did they go?
They went up to Canada.
Up to Canada? Yeah. By way of Niagara Falls?
Yeah.
You don't suppose they were responsible for that hunk falling out of the falls?
Maybe they had something to do with it, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, marriage is wonderful, Aaron. You'll find that out. Those little words, I do, are very important to a man. Last chance he gets to open his mouth. Aaron, good luck to you in staying single, and I'll tell you what we're going to do. You never carried a torch for any of these gals, did you?
No.
Never worried about them. Didn't have enough dough.
I've idolized a few celebrities, such as Gertrude Lawrence and Jane Froman. But
you what?
Idolized them.
Oh, I thought you said vitalized them. I was worried. All right, Aaron. You've idolized them, but none of them have come up to your ideal yet. Is that right?
No. I'm still looking for the one with the most money.
You're still looking for the one with the most money. Well, Aaron, you've got $10 that she doesn't need to have if you guess this record. Here's a gal who's carried the torch and sang about it all the time. Great singer. And for 10 Sheffield silver dollars, you listen, guess who? If you get too puzzled now, don't jump at it too quick. I'll give you a few more hints. Here we go, Aaron. Guess who?
Oh, shine on forever. Up in the sky, crying, and no lovers in April of January.
Now, you look a little puzzled, Aaron. By that tune, you know she isn't too recent, but I'll tell you. She first rose to fame singing with Paul Whiteman's band. And one of her greatest records was 10 Cents a Dance.
Well, Martha Tilton used to sing.
Let's go back ahead of Martha Tilton. She's a grand singer. We're talking about someone that was a hit before Martha Tilton by quite a few years. She was in a play called Whoopee with Eddie Cantor. $10 you will be getting if you recognize, and it rhymes with that. You puzzled, Aaron?
Yes, certainly am.
I'm terribly sorry, Aaron. That was Ruth Eddy.
I've heard of her.
Yes. I'm sorry you didn't get that, but I'll tell you what. Aaron, you have $2 here now, and we'll add the other $8 to the milk payola, and you'll have a good chance of getting it all back with interest a little
Thanks
later.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Aaron Kraft. Welcome, Kelsey. He wants the girl to have money. Well, hello there. What is your name, please?
Mrs. Howard.
Mrs. Howard, where do you live?
Roosevelt, Long Island.
Roosevelt, Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a graphic type operator.
A graphic type operator? What is that?
It's embossing metal plates to run off on the adressograph machine.
I still don't know what that is. Could you explain it just to somebody that doesn't know anything about it?
Well, they have keyboard and wheel type machines. It runs like a typewriter.
And you type?
And it types, and the little types in the machine types the embosses of plates.
Yes.
Some have two parts, some have three parts.
And then the plate is used for printing?
It's put into a frame.
Into a frame.
And then it's put in, the whole tray is put into the adressograph machine.
Yes.
And you run off envelopes, the
cards,
or
gas
bills.
On the bills, yes.
Yes, gas bills.
Yes, gas bills. Milk bills? Yes, yes. By the way, I forgot something here when Aaron was up here. Aaron, come on back up here. We have an added little present for everybody here tonight. I'll give you yours now. There's a swell picture playing around town here. It's the picture called The Kid from Brooklyn. It's playing at all the RKO houses. Now, here's a pass for two for you, Aaron. And here's one for you, Mrs. Howard.
Thank you.
Go over here and we'll fill out the theater you can go to and you go and see it with our compliments. It's a swell picture. The Kid from Brooklyn with Danny Kaye. You sure you'll get to see it?
Yes, I sure will.
All right, now let's ask you. I've heard all about this graphotype operator. I still don't know too much about it. But let's talk about you.
Well,
have you ever wanted to go into politics?
Well, I was in for a while.
You were in? What did you do?
County chair lady.
County chair lady.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, now, as a county chair lady, you ought to know quite a bit about politics. What would you like to do if you were in the White House? Have you ever had any ideas of being in the White House?
No, I haven't.
Can you play piano?
Yes.
Well, that settles it. You can be president, then. It's all right. Have you ever been to Washington?
I've been there two or three times.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lovely city, isn't it? Did you ever get a chance to see the Lincoln Memorial?
Yes. I saw that about 4 years ago, just before the war.
Did you see the statue of Lincoln sitting in the chair?
Yes.
It's a beautiful statue. Yes. Lincoln was a great man. People praised him, put their money behind him, and they dreamt about him. Placed all their faith in him. He was the Leo Durocher of his time. Now tell me, do you think there ought to be more women in Congress, Mrs. Howard?
No, I don't approve of it.
You don't?
No.
Oh, well. That's interesting. I was sort of hoping Carmen Miranda might get elected, you know. Boy, that'd be the greatest motion ever put before the House, wouldn't it? All right, Mrs. Howard, let's play a record for you now. I want you to guess who. And this is a record of a man who's been influential in Washington affairs for many, many years and still is. For 10 silver Sheffield dollars, listen and see if you can guess who.
Mm-hmm. Only by maintaining its position as the best informed agency will the authority be able to determine the line between intrinsically dangerous and non.
He was a great assistance, Mrs. Howard, to our country in the First World War as well as the last World War. Highly respected advisor to several presidents.
That isn't you, is it?
No, no. His office is usually pictured in the papers as being on a park bench.
Oh.
And... Oh, his friends might call him Bernie or Barney. I don't know.
Mr. Burns?
No, yeah. It's not Burns. Oh, come on. I'm sure you...
Okay.
He's got a lot of money. He's not Baroque.
Baruch. Baruch.
That'll do close enough. Bernard Baruch. You're exactly right. We had to whip that one in, didn't we? Oh, she's such a nice lady. I wanted her to get it. We did everything but write
Thank
it down
you.
For her. All right, Mrs. Howard. $10 and stand by for our milk payola. Well, here comes Uncle Joe. And who put in that Uncle Joe business there? If I'm not mistaken, he's got a muscle right in and
muscle,
try to tell
Muscle us. Is the right word, Hap, because that's what I want to talk about.
You mean those beautiful rippling muscles the girls go for? All I've got to say is I'm your type. Look me over.
Well, Happy, I was waiting for a chance to tell you why milk is such a swell muscle builder. You see, you have to have proteins to build strong muscles, to replace and repair worn-out tissues, and to help keep your body in good health and tone. But to be of real value, they must be complete proteins containing those precious amino acids that are vital to your health. And that's where milk takes top honors, because milk proteins contain all the known essential amino acids. They are pure, complete proteins, the fundamental building material of every cell in your body. So for strong muscles and all-around good health, get on the milk wagon, men, and drink foaming glassfuls of Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk every day. The delicious drink that's rich in muscle-building proteins, brimming with creamy, country-fresh goodness. From now on, keep in the pink with a He-Man's drink. Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk.
Thank you, Joe, but step aside for a real man, Martin Shurlman of the United States Navy and Brooklyn, New York. How are you, Martin? Now, speaking about Brooklyn, Martin, we didn't even give you a chance to open your mouth, and before you get worried about it, here's the pass to see Danny Kaye and the Kid from Brooklyn. We'll pick out a theater that you can go to at an RKO, and I'm sure you'll like it. You think you'll like the picture?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
It's about Brooklyn, you will, huh?
All right.
How long have you been in the Navy, Chief?
11 years.
11 years.
March 23rd will be 12 years.
I see. What do you intend to do when you get out?
Yes. I'm going to try to stay in.
You're going to stay in. You like your Navy uniform.
Yes.
Well, you know, some of the boys that aren't of your rating, Chief, complain about theirs a little bit. But I want to tell them something. Navy clothing's better than some of the civilian clothes you get. I bought a suit this summer that had so little wool in it, 4 moths dropped dead from malnutrition. Now, tell me, Martin, you've been in the Navy 12 years. Your job is what?
Chief water tender.
Chief water tender. Explain what that means to a
That's in charge of the boiler on the fourth ship.
I see.
Sometimes, if we call the oil king, you take charge of the fuel oil. You get brought up to a certain temperature.
We had one fellow up here, a sailor up here, who after 2 years of sea duty, he was made supply officer in charge of girdles for the waves. He went from pumping out the bilges to pushing in the bulges. Tell me, Mark. Laugh in the mic, Mark, and we can use it. All right. Martin, are you married?
Yes, I am.
How long have you been there? Oh, if your wife's listening, you're in trouble.
Well, I was married in 1917.
1917? Well, it's almost 20 years then, isn't it?
That's right.
Make it 30. Okay, I was giving you a chance out there. Have you any children, Martin?
Yes, sir. I have two, four and a girl and a grandson.
I see. Tell me, Martin, do you, the young fellows that you have coming up today, do they still get tattooed much in the Navy?
Yeah, I saw if they like it. I don't like it.
You've never been tattooed?
No, sir, I don't care.
When I was a kid, I had a rowboat tattooed on my stomach.
I'd like to see it.
I put on so much weight, now it's an aircraft carrier. Now, Martin, I want to ask a few questions. These are Navy terms, and I want you to answer me. How do you say upstairs?
Topside.
How do you say floor?
Deck.
Of course, there are other various decks. Pinochle, poker.
You don't bother with those?
No, I don't.
You don't bother with those. All right, Martin, I want to tell you how proud we are to have you here on the show. And I want you to guess at this person we're going to play for you now. I want to give you all the hints I can. You get to see some movies on board ship, don't you?
Once in a while.
Once in a while. This is a brand new movie. Well, well, well. You know what happened to you. Huh? Now, Martin.
That's something.
I want you to tell the people, you know, that was our alarm clock going off. The Sheffield alarm clock, and I want to tell them what we have here for you because you want it.
It's a 17-jewel Curvic precision wristwatch.
You missed Druin. One word there.
Druin.
Druin, that's the important word.
Druin, yes, sir.
A beautiful watch, and I think you'll like it. A sweet second hand. That's for you, Martin.
Thanks a lot.
You like it?
I sure do.
That's good. All right, now we're going to play a record for you. I want to tell you, this is one of our great movie stars. She recently made a brand new picture, which is going to be a tremendous hit. But she's made many other ones. You don't have to worry about the new one especially. Just one of Hollywood's outstanding actresses, 10 silver Sheffield dollars. See if you can guess who.
I've survived worse blows than this, when I had fewer friends. This is a problem of man's own mind. When we speak with the voice of authority, we finally come to believe that we are...
Now, Martin, that was one of the scenes from a picture which opened today at the Globe Theater over here called Sister Kenny. She also made another movie about her sister Eileen. Don't tell him. Don't tell him. He's going to get it. He knows
Rosalind,
it.
Rosalind Russell?
Rosalind Russell. Right on. No relation to Andy Russell. All right, Rosalind. Rosalind, look at here. Martin got me all twisted up. He looks so excited here. And if you'd see the size of this man here. Martin, you have the watch, the $10, and a chance at our Sheffield jackpot. Thanks for playing Guess Who with us.
Thanks a lot.
You're quite welcome. All right, let's have the lady come up here. How to do?
How do you do?
What is your name?
Mrs. Randall.
Mrs. Randall, where do you live?
In Woodhaven, Long Island.
Woodhaven, Long Island. Have you met Joe Ripley here?
I have, thank you.
You seen Joe's new haircut?
Very becoming.
Because of the barber strike, he got it by putting his head in a pencil sharpener. How long have you been married, Mrs. Randall?
Well, we're married 50 years this month.
50 years this month. Did you have a nice wedding?
Yes.
They're giving you a little extra congratulations there. Where was your wedding held?
I was married in Massachusetts.
In Massachusetts. And what does your husband do?
He's a proofreader.
A proofreader on a magazine?
Yes.
What magazine?
McCall's magazine.
McCall's magazine. Now, would you say that you were a good cook? Do you cook, Mrs. Randall?
I think I am.
What's your husband's favorite dish besides yourself?
Well, coming from Boston, naturally, he likes his Boston baked beans.
Boston baked beans. That's nice. I wish my wife could cook it. All the time, she fixes me spaghetti. Every time I eat her spaghetti, I get a ticklish feeling in my stomach, Mrs. Randall. Just my tapeworm making love to the spaghetti. He thinks it's another tapeworm, you see. Now, Mrs. Randall, we want you to get in here for a little guess-whoing, I might say. So we're going to play a record for you. Is your husband with you, by the way?
He is. He's right down there.
What? Oh, he is? I wonder what he'd say if we ask him what his favorite dish was. Are you good at baking? Do you bake anything?
Well, I did bake. I had an aunt at Port Washington who was a very wonderful baker. She could bake pies and cakes. And she had this house full of company, and she had asked me, would I mind helping with the biscuits? So I was only a bride then, and I did.
You fixed her bride's biscuits.
So all the men folks took my biscuits in her yard, and they had the grandest game of ball I've never baked them. Never baked them.
All right, Mrs. Randall, that was a delightful story. Everybody kids about it. It's true. Have you improved in your baking of biscuits?
I don't bake after that.
You don't
bake
anymore.
That was the beginning and the end.
All right. Mrs. Randall, I want you to listen real closely now. This is the voice of a great European musical comedy star.
I don't know him.
Who was a... Oh, yes, you might. Now, listen. He was a great hit in this country. And then he returned to his native land. He's coming here again soon for 10 silver Sheffield dollars. See if you can guess who.
Une blonde exquise dont la vue me ravit. Elle sortit, je sortis et je la suivis.
sachant un petit peu parler anglais, je lui fais.
The man with the straw hat,
that's a good guess.
I don't know.
Made a hit picture called The Smiling Lieutenant. Great French entertainer, you're right. Now look, it isn't a Ford and it
Chevalier
isn't a Plymouth.
Chevalier or something.
Chevalier, that's very good. What was his first name?
Maurice
Chevalier, very good. Pay her off, $10.
Thank you.
Very good, Mrs. Randall. Stand by for our milk payola. A very charming lady coming up here. Will you hurry, my dear? Thank you. Time's running out. Your name, please.
Mrs. Richard Ruskin.
Mrs. Richard Ruskin. And where do you live?
In San Francisco, California.
By the way, Joe, I forgot to give that lady the pass to the theater. Give it to her. Here's one for you, too,
Thank
to
you
the
very
RKO
much.
Theaters to see Danny Kaye in The Kid from Brooklyn. Now, Mrs. Ruskin, you're from San Francisco. What does your husband do?
He's a doctor.
A doctor, and what do you do?
I'm a nurse.
You're
registered
a registered nurse? Wasn't that interesting? Registered nurse, huh? Do I register with you? Your husband's here. I've got to be very careful now. Now, tell me, are you just visiting New York?
Yes, we are on vacation.
And how long do you expect to be here?
Well, about a month.
About a month?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any difficulty traveling on the trains, or did you come by train?
Well, we did come by train, and we managed to get reservations on.
Are Pullman fares higher these days?
I think they're about the same.
About the same. I was just wondering. I heard there was an increase in the national birth rate. Not that terrible. Forgive me. Now tell me, which way did you come? Through Chicago?
We came, yes.
Anything interesting happened? Did you stop off in
yes,
Chicago?
Yes, we stopped over at the Grand Canyon in Arizona.
Oh, that's lovely there.
And then we stopped over in Chicago.
Uh-huh. And do you like New York?
I think it's fine.
You like traveling on trains?
Yes, I like it.
I do, too. I remember once on a train, I went through a dark tunnel, so I grabbed a girl and started to kiss her. I realized how badly I'd acted, and so I said, I'm sorry. A voice said, you should be. I'm the conductor. Now, Mrs. Ruskin, we want to welcome you to New York, you and your husband. Hope you have a nice time here. By all means, go to see that picture that I just gave you the pass for. And we want you to earn a little money now. Your turn to guess who, and this is one of the most famous of the old-time vaudeville comedy teams. 10 Sheffield silver dollars, if you can guess who. Listen carefully.
Every morning in the bedroom, I reduce. You reduce. I bet forward, up and down. Every day I lose a pound. The only two to close, my moon is getting loose. Exercising in the bathroom, what a steam.
Now, we kind of fiddled that up because if we'd have played the first two lines, you'd have known them right away. You see, there was a famous song written about them and with them. And that was it that they were singing. Da 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 dee da 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 dee da. One of them is still alive. One of them wore a straw hat and one wore a red fez. And the one would say, "Oh, Mr.
Oh, Mr. Paganini."
Not Mr. Paganini, no. Oh, it's Gallagher and Sheen. Oh, Mr. Gallagher. Oh, Mrs. Ruskin, I'm sorry. $2, though, and we'll add the 8 to the jackpot, and you'll have a chance at that a little later. Stand by for our milk payola. Thank you very much, Mrs. Ruskin. All right, soldier, come on up here. Joe, just a minute. Move in, will you? I want you to take over something then I'll talk to the soldier.
All right, Happy. I have something that's pretty serious to say, if you'll give me just a moment. The milk dealers in and around New York are faced with the worst bottle shortage in their history. And if something isn't done about it, it's going to be very difficult to keep milk supplies flowing to consumers and stores. Now, here's the situation, folks. In the first place, there's a shortage of a vital glass ingredient. That cuts down the number of available glass bottles. Secondly, the need for these glass bottles is greater than ever because the lack of trucking facilities has cut off the usual supply of paper containers. Now, what can be done about it? Well, it's up to you. Sheffield is appealing to you to return every empty milk bottle you can find. Search your basement, your back porch, the garage, and kitchen. Make a thorough search and return the empties promptly to your milkman or to the store. The milk dealers must have more glass bottles or they may be forced to cut down their milk deliveries to families and to stores. As I said before, this is a serious emergency, so let's all pitch in and help. Thanks a lot.
Corporal, step right up here. Your name, please.
Ralph Scott.
Where do you live, Ralph?
Well, I live in Rio, Wisconsin.
Rio, Wisconsin? How do you spell that?
Well, it's R-I-O.
Rio, I would call it.
Yeah, that's the major grievance we have with everybody out of Rio.
the major grievance you have with everybody that doesn't live in Ryle. All right, sir. He's a corporal in the United States Army. Welcome to Guess Who.
How are
you? Now, Ralph, relax. Tell me how long you've been in the service.
Oh, about 14 months.
What branch are you in?
The infantry.
Do you have any special job as long as you're a corporal?
Well, I'm pushing a pencil now.
You're pushing a pencil. Met a soldier last night who complained that his CO was... complained to his CO. He said he was leading a dog's life, and the captain fixed everything up for him. He transferred him to the canine corps. Tell me, what kind of a pencil do you push, and what is your job?
Well, it's more or less just keeping the transfers going to and from First Army headquarters, which is now situated on Governor's Island.
I see, and that's where you are.
Yes, that's
When's
right.
the last time you were home?
Well, I've been pretty fortunate. I was home just last month.
I see. And how much longer do you expect to be in the Army?
Well, I signed up for a year thinking I'd have to be in 18 months, but now they're cutting it down, and I'm plenty sorry.
You're plenty sorry, huh? Have you got a special girl, Ralph?
Well, yes, I...
Where's she? Back in Ryle?
No. She's in Ryle, yes.
Yeah, tell me about Ryle now. I want to know about that. By the way, before you start telling me, I want to tell you, here's your ticket here to see the kid from Brooklyn wherever you want to. And I was talking a minute ago about Sister Kenny. It's at the Globe Theater instead of the... it's at the Palace instead of the Globe, rather, I should tell you. So that's a good picture, too. Now, outside of movies, tell me about Ryle.
Well, Ryle's a little Norwegian settlement 30 miles north of Madison, and our basketball and football team...
He works for the Chamber of Commerce. All right, no more. Thanks for telling us about Ryle. Here's your record now. Get the $10. A famous band coming up. One of the outstanding bands. One of the nation's great jukebox favorites. Great artist. $10. Guess who this is?
She gets her pleasure kicking the gong around.
Know who that is? Oh, sure you know who that is, Ralph. Sure. Well, now, if you wanted to go out here and the buses weren't running and you couldn't walk and the subway wasn't running, what would you do?
I'd get a taxi or a cab.
A cab. That's right. Cab Calloway. $10. Okay. Give it to him. We just have time now to run into the milk payola. Sit down. He looks so flustered. Here we are. Time for our Sheffield milk payola. All our contestants get in on this. And if more than one wins... we'll divide up all the money in the bucket, and I haven't any idea how much it is so far, but we'll see that in a minute. If no one gets the right answers, we'll carry the money over until next week. It happens to be $41. Now we're going to play three records for you. Three songs that have some time of the day in their titles. You write down the time of the day that is mentioned in each of the titles of these three songs. You have to get them all right to win. Here we go. Here's the first one. Time of day. That's the first one. Another time of day. Here's number two record. Play it. All right, number three. You've got to get all three right to win. Another time of day. Number three record.
And while Happy's checking on the pay all the winners, I'd like to remind you that milk is your best buy in foods. And why? Because no other food gives you so much nourishment for so little money. See that your family gets plenty of delicious Sheffield milk every day. They'll like its smooth, creamy flavor, its rich, country fresh goodness. Put wholesome Sheffield milk first and foremost on your family's diet. Happy?
Two winners so far with the cards handed in to me, so we'll divide it. Mrs. Johnny Ruskin of San Francisco, Mrs. Helen Howard of Roosevelt, the Tunes, all through the night at dawning. Oh, what a beautiful morning. This is your Sheffield milkman, Happy Felton, saying good night, everybody.
The Mutual Broadcasting System.